Seeing is believing. That's what the host of the infomercial says as he shows you how his cleaner wipes away almost anything, you know, seemingly impossible stains in seconds. Or he demonstrates how his revolutionary knives cut through almost anything with ease. But you're skeptical. How permanent was that stain, really? Or could you have wiped it away just as easily with a damp washcloth? How did they modify those knives to make them cut so easily? And even if they did cut so easily, how long would they really last? Seeing doesn't always lead to believing. Some would say that those who believe what the Bible says are even more foolish than those who trust everything that they see in an infomercial. After all, we are believing seemingly impossible claims without even seeing even a deceptive demonstration of the truth of those claims. Is that what faith is? A leap in the dark, a reckless willingness to risk everything based on a hunch, on a feeling, on a wish? Is faith just blind trust? Martin Luther and the other leaders of the Lutheran Reformation stressed that salvation is through faith alone. As we wrap up our celebration of the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation today, we want to think about what they meant by that. What is faith? Where does it come from? Why is it so important? To gain a fuller understanding of what the Bible means by faith, we turn today to Hebrews chapter 11, a chapter that is sometimes called the Great Faith chapter of the Bible. Listen to what it says. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children, because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. This is God's word. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence. Faith is assurance. Faith is not just some wishful thinking that says, maybe this is true, maybe these things will happen. Faith is something to stand on, something to live for, something that shapes our thinking and drives our decisions. Faith sees what our eyes cannot see. In fact, faith leads us to put more confidence in what we can't see than what we can see. When the Bible and the Reformers talk about faith, believing is seeing. To help us understand that, the writer to the Hebrews talks about two big things that this man named Abraham saw by faith. He saw a home in a foreign land, a land that he had never even visited. And he saw his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, even though he didn't even have a son yet in his old age. Let's focus first on that second one, because that's where our other lessons for today took us. God appeared to Abraham there in Genesis 15, and he made a promise to him. He took him outside, the Bible says, and he said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Abraham saw no visible evidence that what the Lord had promised to him would happen. Those stars were a reminder of what the promise was, but those stars could give no proof that the promise would come true. Abraham was already an old man. When he celebrated his 99th birthday, he and his wife Sarah didn't even have a son yet of their own. Was he holding on to a foolish wish as he waited for a son and an heir? Was he thinking, now if we just believe that it will happen and we try hard, we'll get what we want? No. It says in Genesis 15 that he realized that he and his wife were well past the age of having children. He would have been a fool to put his faith in his own body or in their efforts or in the sincerity of their wishes. But Abraham had confidence in what he hoped for. He had assurance about what he did not see. And his wife Sarah did too. They had that confidence because they considered him faithful who made the promise. What they hoped for and what they did not see was what God himself promised would happen to them. God promised Abraham that he and his wife would have a son, even in their old age. God promised that their descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And because God spoke those promises, for Abraham, believing was seeing. By faith, he looked up at the sky, and he didn't see stars. He saw children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. By faith, Abraham looked at his wife, barren old woman, and he saw a mother and a grandmother. And there was something else he saw by faith. He saw you and me. The promise of countless descendants for Abraham was not just about the blood relatives who would come from his family. The book of Galatians explains, those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. Through God's promises to him, Abraham not only saw that he would have a son, he saw that people of every nation and every generation would be blessed through one of his descendants. That descendant was the one whose birth we just celebrated. It was Jesus, the Son of God, who came into this world through the womb of Mary, one of Abraham's own descendants. He was born to bless all nations by suffering and dying in the place of every sinner and rising from the dead to give us eternal life. Abraham believed God's promise, and he saw its fulfillment by faith. As part of that promise and that plan to bring Jesus into the world, the Lord called Abraham to leave home. To go to a foreign country, to go and live someplace else, far away from his family, far away from his loved ones. And he didn't even tell him where he was to go. He simply promised Abraham that he would be with him. He promised Abraham that the land to which he was going would belong to him and to his descendants one day. Abraham trusted the Lord. He packed up everything he had and he went. And when he got there, he lived in tents. The only land he ever owned in that country was the burial plot he bought for his wife. It would be hundreds of years before his descendants would take possession of the land. And hundreds of years after that, that descendant of Abraham, through whom all nations would be blessed, would be born in that promised land. As important as that land was because of the one who would be born there, there was an even better land that Abraham was looking forward to. He was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Abraham knew that after his life on earth was over, he had a home where he would live with God forever in perfect peace and joy. That home is what the Bible calls heaven. God is preparing that eternal home for all who trust in him by faith. And because God promises that that home will be ours, we believe it and we see it. We look forward to it, not as a possibility, but as a certainty. Not as a wish, but as a reality. When faith rests on the promises of God, believing is seeing. When God speaks a promise, it is as good as done. Because God is perfectly faithful, he's never going to change his mind. He's never going to fail to keep a single one of his promises. And because God is perfectly powerful, nothing will ever get in the way of God carrying out what he has promised. Do we always have Abraham's faith? I don't. I sometimes see the troubles that come into my life much more clearly than I see God work all things for the good of those who love him, as he has promised. I too easily trust what I can see and hear and do more than the promises of the faithful, powerful God who knows and does all things perfectly. I find myself living for the things that I can see in this world instead of the incredible unseen blessings that God has prepared for me in eternal life. And then I reflect on all these things and I see the reality of my sins and the reality of my guilt. And sometimes I see that sin and that guilt more vividly then I see the forgiveness that God has promised to me through his Son, who gave his life as the sinless sacrifice for all of my sins and all of yours. As wavering as my faith can be, and as wavering as your faith might be at times, God's faithfulness never wavers. As unreliable as my heart and mind and emotions can be, God's promises are sure and certain. And the awesome thing is that God understands our weakness. His word is more certain than anything we can see, but he helps us by giving us visible things to remind us of his promises. To Abraham, he gave land with the promise of an eternal home with him. He put stars in the sky and pointed to those stars with the promise of descendants for Abraham. What does he give to us? He gives us baptism with his promise to wash away our wickedness and forget our sins forever. He gives us his own body and blood with the bread and wine of Holy Communion. With his promise that with that same body and blood, he paid the price for our sins and he took away our guilt. In public worship, he surrounds us with sights and sounds that remind us again and again of his promises of grace and mercy. And through those precious promises, in his word and in his sacraments, God gives us the very thing we need to see what we cannot see. Through those promises, he gives us faith to trust him and to receive the awesome blessings that he has prepared for us. a Savior has been born, has died, has risen from the dead for us. Our sins are forgiven. Heaven is our home. God says it. We believe it. We see it. Believing is seeing. We are right to be skeptical about many of the things that we see in this world. Our own eyes and our own hearts can so easily deceive us. And there are those around us that want to trick us for their own benefit. But when it comes to the promises of God, believing is seeing. With the faith that God puts in our hearts, we see the truth. Truth that gives us hope and confidence for eternity. God give us such a faith as this. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds with faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.